Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to IHWE Radio. This is David Fuller standing by. I am the co-host and director of this program. Michael is trying to get on. Blog Talk Radio is going to have a very interesting email from me because we had a lot of technical issues getting through tonight, but our guest on the line, and Michael is going to get in, and we'll just see what we can do, hopefully. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is David Fuller. Welcome to IHWE Radio, a very special edition of IHWE Radio. Tonight we are being joined by critically acclaimed, world-renowned artist. This guy has been pretty much everywhere. His work is featured on so many different places by so many different organizations, and he's extremely classy. He's very passionate, extremely talented, and he is a very big asset to the professional wrestling business. So I want to bring him on right now, Rob Schamberger. Rob, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for that awesome intro, David.
My pleasure. Michael, are you there?
I believe so. Hello?
Okay. Mike, okay, we can hear you. All right, we're going to switch tonight. You're going to be on the guest line. I'm going to, because apparently that's the only way this is going to work. All right, Michael McCurdy is the host of the show. He's the author of Encyclopedia WCCW, and he is joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, this isn't our fault. This is Blog Talk Radio. So, Michael, thank you for joining us, even though this is your job, so I shouldn't be thanking you.
Yeah, once again, I kind of failed it this week, but we'll work on it. Maybe we need to start checking in the studio about 15 minutes ahead of time in case there's any more glitches. But as we've always said, it's the wonders of live radio.
That's true. We are professional, or at least that's what we tout. All right, Rob's on the line, so we'll get right into it. Rob, man, like, when I first heard of you, you were on the rise, and I believe that was a year and a half ago, and just within a matter of months, your stuff's everywhere. Your stuff is featured at the Cauliflower Alley Club Convention. Your art is being used in the Dan Gable Museum. Your art is being used on Jim Crockett Promotions, the good old days. Now your art is being featured on WWEauctions.com, and it's being touted out by some of the biggest super professional wrestling's ever seen. I mean, you send out a tweet showing one of your pieces of art, and you got the Hulker chiming in. You've got Triple H chiming in. The Shield loves it. Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. It is unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable, but then it isn't, because you put so much into your art, and you're so passionate about wrestling and your work. So, I mean, we've had the interview on IHWE Facebook, but when did you decide to put these two together, and when did you start seeing that your art was really taking off?
A couple of years ago, I had the idea for focusing on wrestling. For about 15 years, I worked as a professional illustrator and comic book artist, and saw not a lot of success with that, and decided, you know, like, I need to change things up. So spent a little time, you know, just kind of looking at, like, well, what else am I interested in? How can I make my mark with art with that? And I'm like, well, I do watch wrestling, you know, like, several nights a week, and there's really no other, quote, serious artists doing work with wrestling. And I put two and two together, and right on that time, a couple of friends of mine had really big successes with Kickstarter. And I was like, well, how about I say I'm going to paint every world champion from all the major American promotions going back to George Hackenschmidt. And I'll call it the Champions Collection, and we'll see if we can, you know, raise some money and make it so that I can do art full time. And it's been going crazy and better every day since then.
All right. Well, man, that is spectacular. Like I said, folks, robschamberger.com, if you've been living under a cave or in a cave or under a rock, if you've been living in just an oblivious for the past year and a half, 2 years, and you haven't seen any of his work, robschamberger.com. Michael, do you have any questions for Rob, since we've kind of switched roles tonight, and I know you had notes, and I know you had something you were going to say. So are you situated over there in California?
I'm good to go on this end now. Well, you started off with my first question. I was kind of curious how he got his start wanting to do this one. But one question I do have is, maybe kind of you could help us out here a little bit, Rob, is what is the process of your paintings from selecting a wrestler up to the finished product? You know, do you have like an idea in mind? Is there an image you're looking for? You know, what is the process to create one of these pieces of art?
Big thing is, you know, like after almost two decades of being a professional artist, I have a good feeling for what works well with my style visually. So, like, especially with the Champions Collection pieces, I'll look at, you know, like a certain era in that wrestler's career that was the most, you know, important to him, or, you know, like during one of the notable championship reigns. And then within that time frame, I'll look for, you know, a photograph that I feel both sums that up well and that I'll be able to portray well with my approach. And then, you know, I'll pencil it out and get to painting on it. And, you know, each piece, I try to push myself further each time. I hope that, you know, if someone goes back and looks at where I started to where I'm at now, it's actually been almost 3 years. And in that time frame, I've done about 1,000 wrestling paintings. And I hope that from painting one to the painting I did today, that people are able to notice a growth in my ability. But, yeah, just constantly pushing myself, you know, both to make sure that I'm not becoming stagnant, but also to keep everything interesting for me, too.
So has there been anything that you had an idea for to start with, but as the time went on and you started working on it, that it wasn't quite, you know, coming out the way you saw, you had to make a change? Is there just anybody that you just haven't been able to quite get that image down yet?
Every piece, I'd say only about 5% of them go to my original plan. I work really loose, especially with my watercolors. I work really wet, so the paint's just kind of going everywhere, and you have to make course corrections several times throughout. And, yeah, there's some guys that are easier to portray than others. Like I always say Stone Cold Steve Austin is the hardest guy for me to get right, because he doesn't have a lot of noticeable facial features, and, you know, the bald head, and then also, like, his eyebrows don't shoot well because of his, you know, blonde hair, and same thing with his, you know, goatee in certain lights. He can be kind of tough to get right, but also I enjoy that challenge, right? Like, if everything was easy, it wouldn't be interesting.
I got a question, Rob. And this may be putting you on the spot. You've done so much. Is there one that really, I mean, to really pinpoint one would probably be a travesty, but is there one that just you just is one of your favorites for whatever reason, either the reception that it got or just when you were going through the process and you took two steps back and you were just like, whoa. Is there one particular piece? Because, I mean, like I just ordered the Hogan Andre, which, you know, Hogan and Andre, for me growing up, was the rivalry. I just, oh, my God, that was the rivalry, and there was nothing bigger than Hogan and Andre. So, I mean, that's pretty spectacular. You've done the Horseman. You've done Nate as the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Is there one that you step back, look at, out of all the ones you've done, and that's hard because you've done, like you say, about 1,000. Is there one in particular that you just really, really, really like more than maybe the others?
You know, it's kind of a situation of picking out your favorite kid, but,
right.
I would say like, my birthday is on July 1st, and last last year we had a birthday party slash studio party here at the studio. I've got three studio mates. And we had on our TV out where the party was, we had everybody's work just kind of cycling through on there. And I was sitting there watching it with probably a couple too many beers in my system and realizing, like, man, I need to get better. Because I was at that point where I was talking about, like, I'd gotten a little stagnant. I was doing the same thing over and over. And so I'm like, you know, damn it, like, every piece from here on out, I'm going to push myself to be better with every one. And the first one that I did after that eureka moment was my Champions Collection portrait of Edge. And I still think on a lot of levels that's the best piece I've done. And then, you know, just humble brag here, but, you know, like, it led to Edge and I becoming pretty friendly, like we talk on a regular basis. You know, he's got that hanging up in his house. He's gotten several pieces from me that are in his private gym in his house. You know, become friendly with Beth as well. And, you know, that opened up a lot of doors there. So, you know, on an emotional level, like, I like that a lot. And then, yeah, on a technical level, I think I really nailed that one.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up that, you know, some of these have led to relationships, both business and personal. You know, folks, Rob is an artiste. He's also very classy, and he loves professional wrestling. I say that because he has donated a lot of work for many different causes. He has contributed to, as I said, the Cauliflower Alley Club, which, you know, he has as part of their convention. He brings some of his pieces there. He's contributed to the Dan Gable Museum and their National Wrestling Hall of Fame. I was talking to Troy Peterson a couple weeks ago, and he just raved about you. You've contributed to the Jim Crockett Promotions, the Good Old Boys, and just recently you contributed to the Texas Wrestling Hall of Fame. You've donated some work to there, and they've been a huge hit. And I'm looking forward to, you know, especially like Skander Akbar's family and Matt Bourne's family, to be able to have that and to take that home and put on their wall. I mean, what you do is you really make a lot of people happy. How did the relationship with Jim Ross begin? Because I know you did some pieces, some smaller pieces I brought with JR that would sell with his barbecue sauce. Did that open up at the CAC, and how did that come together?
That actually started a couple years ago at the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Dan Gable Museum. Jim Ross and Jerry Briscoe go out there every year for both, you know, the ceremony itself and also for the talent evaluation the night before. And struck up a conversation with both of them, and John Layfield was there as well. And, you know, just struck up a conversation, and I, you know, mentioned to Jim, like, some of the ideas I had for things I would do with WWE charity-wise, you know, like things that I think that we could really, you know, make some differences with. And he got the ball rolling for me with talking with them as well. But in the meantime, you know, Jim and I just kept talking on things and found that we had a lot of similar interests and similar passion views about things and become a pretty good friendship. Again, he's one that we talk on a semi-regular basis and doing some things, you know, one for his barbecue stuff, but also going to have some prints available at all of his spoken word appearances that he's doing. And hopefully we'll do something together in New Orleans in April.
Awesome. All right. Well, Rob, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break, a 30-second timeout. And, folks, here's how you can get information. Here's the information and how you can get tickets for Mid-South Wrestling Fan Fest that is coming to.
The legends of Mid-South are back. The Mid-South Legends Fan Fest. Stage Friday, April 4th in Chalmette, Louisiana at Seeger Center. Calvin Bill Watts, Jim Cornette, and the Midnight Express, Mr. Wrestling 2, the Rock and Roll Express, and many more are slated for this once-in-a-lifetime event. You'll also see live wrestling featuring the JYD Memorial Cup, Mickey James versus Angelina Love, and a host of others. Get your ticket now. For more info, go to MidSouthLegends.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. I'm still getting used to this. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Mid-South Fan Fest is coming April 4th in Chalmette, Louisiana, which is a hairball away or from New Orleans, and that's going to be a big deal. MidSouthLegends.com with TCW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, House of Hardcore, IHWE, and many other organizations. That's going to be fantastic. All right, Michael, I know you were waiting next for a question. Go right ahead.
Yeah, question I have for you, Rob, just out of question. Has there been anybody you've gone to, you've shown them a painting you've done of them, and they've come back to you, they've asked you to maybe do a little different one? Have they requested something from you when you've shown them an artwork? You know, maybe to do a different piece or a different time frame. I know you do commissions, but I'm just wondering if maybe that's been the case where you've shown a painting to someone and they suggested, oh, hey, that was good. How about you try this? Has anything like that come up?
A couple times early on before, you know, I kind of built up exactly what I'm doing. There were a couple like that at the beginning. So much anymore. There was one independent wrestler out of the New England area, I think, that had, you know, commissioned me to do a portrait of him, and he came back and said I didn't make him look buff enough, and I was like, man, you should go to the gym to fix that. but otherwise, no, it's everyone's really enjoyed what I've done.
Now, I bought a piece from you last year at CAC. It was the Andy Kaufman piece.
Oh,
and
cool.
I'm a huge fan of Andy Kaufman. I think Andy is a comic genius. I've always liked what he did. Has any of his family or his girlfriend or Zamuda, has any of them seen the Kaufman piece? And are there other family members or whatever that when you do someone who's passed and have they gotten the piece? Do they see these things, or are those just a memorial or something you do on your own and just put them up on the site?
The original painting on that I did for actually Marty DeRosa, the comedian out of Chicago, as a gift for him. But I don't know that any of Andy's family's seen it. Lawler may have. We've got a lot of common friends, but I don't know that for sure. But no, I haven't heard anything from Andy's family.
Okay. Well, when you do a piece, like you've also done the Brody pieces and all that, Arbor Goodish and all that, I speak with her, you know, on a regular basis. Do you make it a point to let for them to see the pieces before they go up, or
with her? I did. Brody is my all-time favorite wrestler. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, one, that they were aware of the work I was doing, and that two, you know, without them asking, I, you know, wanted, you know, like a portion of all the sales to go to their family. So I, you know, set that up with Jeff, their son, and yeah, like, you know, a portion of every sale goes directly to Jeff.
That's awesome. That is truly cool. Yeah, Jeff and I have spoken a couple of times. Barbara Goodish is just classy all the way around. She's really good. So when's the Tony Clifton painting coming? That's the question on everybody's mind. I mean, I've got to be me. Tony Clifton. If you get Andy Kaufman, you got to do Tony Clifton, man.
You got a point there. You got a point.
So, coming soon on Rob Schamberger Art Lab, Tony Clifton, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so like you've done almost every WWE superstar. You've done the champ. I bought a few paintings during your Labor Day weekend, which was great because I was able to get a few collages, and I've hung up a few of them. I still haven't hung up all of them. I got this two-bedroom apartment, and I don't have room for everything. So when I get a house, it's going to have probably nothing but posters from past shows and Rob's artwork on my walls. So you've done pretty much, you know, almost. Is there a piece out there that you haven't done yet for whatever reason that you're just like every chance when you get a chance to sit down and kind of brainstorm that you're just kind of kicking yourself going, I need to get on that. Is there one particular or?
Oh, there's a ton. With the main champions collection, there's 250 altogether champions that that will be in the collection. I've only done, I think, 101 of those so far. So there's a lot of guys there that I'm hoping to get to, and just started planning out one today even. Next one that'll be coming up is Sergeant Slaughter. I'm pretty excited about. There's a lot there I still haven't done. Like, for some reason, I still have not painted Raven anywhere. He's not as much on the public consciousness as he was at one point. But it's one of those omissions that just haven't done yet. No particular reason. I've done 1,000 friggin' paintings, but. Eventually, I want to cover everyone.
Now, Class Fan, obviously, with the book and everything, I know you've done a couple, I believe there were the watercolors of, I think, Kevin and Harry. Do you have any plans on doing any more of the world-class stars? Because, I'd be interested in some of those. And I'm just wondering maybe
absolutely.
Who's on your agenda for that.
Like, I just recently did an El Perez portrait. And, there was a brief period there that they had their own, world champion. Everyone that held that, will be covered. And, that's how I was able to get like Rick Rude in the collection was he held their world championship at one point. There's more of those. I'm planning out my champions collection portrait of Kerry right now. I would like to do, one of my bigger watercolor pieces of the Von Erich boys with Fritz. I think that'd be neat. I think the fans would like that. I know Kevin would. I definitely have plans.
Well, if you're going for the Champions collection, and then we'll also see, I believe, Chris Adams, Black Bart, because he was the champion there for a little bit. I would be interested in a Black Bart piece.
I'm looking forward to that, actually. There's a couple neat photographs I found to work from, and I have done Chris Adams. I was really happy with that one.
I worked a show with Chris Adams back in 2000. This little promotion down here was they were advertising Michael Hayes, and nobody believed the promoter ever actually had him booked. So the day of the show, he's calling me going, Hayes isn't coming. And I'm like, he never was. He's like, you got to get...
Pretty sure he's under contract with WWE, man.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I kept saying. So he's like, well, you got to get me. Who else is in the area? I said, man, the only guy I know in the area that could still move is Chris Adams. And so I met Chris a couple of times, and we called Chris, and it was out. It was in this ridiculous city, or not even a city. I say that, and I'll slap myself. It's in this place called Blum, Texas, and it sounds like somewhere you just don't want to be. at the high school, but big house. I think everybody in the town was there, so like 400 people. So Adam showed up late, but I mean, man, as soon as he walked out there, he went in there and carried a big dude who had no business being in the ring with him. But he was real cool, and I got to hang out with him at Johnny Valentine's funeral. And, man, Chris was cool. I talked to Mickey Grant about him all the time. Mickey did a biography or a documentary on him called Gentleman's Choice. And it's sad to see, how it's ended. But, man, at one time, Chris Adams was – he was really just on top of things. But, the world-class collection I would be very interested in. I'd also like to see one of Gary Hart Gary Hart, one of the greatest ends of all time.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Have you done any managers yet, or is it all just been the rest?
Done a few. Bobby the Brain, obviously, and did a Paul Heyman. Did Captain Lou. I think those are the only ones so far. I haven't done Blassie yet, but I'm looking forward to that. Although when I do his, it'll be, you know, during his wrestling career. And I'd like to do Slick at one point because he's got a Kansas City connection. But yeah, there's definitely ones that I'm interested in doing, just haven't yet.
Have you given any thought to not? I mean, we know WWE. I know you've done some of the TNA stuff. Have you given any thought to any of the, like, old school, the territory, you know, other than the world class, like the territories, because there was, you know, Portland Wrestling, you know, the Cow Palace Wrestling in San Francisco. They had all these territories. Is that something you've thought about, doing some of the old school guys from the, you know, 70s, 80s, all the territory days?
Yeah. Some of the defunct organizations that I'm including in the Champions Collection are like the WWA that was out of both Los Angeles and I think Ohio, mostly Ohio. I think they also worked in Indiana. But like in California, that's where you know, had Freddie Blassie and the Destroyer and those guys. And, you know, the Ohio version was started up by Dick the Bruiser, and so, like, you know, him and the Crusher, and that's how I was able to get Brody in the collection. He was world champion there, and that championship was recognized by the NWA at the time, oddly enough. And then, like, there was the Boston version of the AWA that I'm including, because, like, that's how I'm able to get Gorgeous George in there, and that's where the French Angel Maurice Tillett was champion, and a few other guys that were notable wrestlers but were never world champs elsewhere. Also, of course, you know, the Minnesota AWA will be included, and the USWA, you know, so that I can include Dragon Master in there. if no one's ever seen it, the highlight of professional wrestling is the debut of the Dragon Master in USWA. It's one of those Shockmaster moments where the guy became world champion. It's worth your time, I guarantee it. And you'll never use the word honey the same way again.
And that's Dragon Master.
Dragon Master. Dragon Master USWA debut. Look it up on YouTube. It'll change your life.
I'll take a look at that, because you just compared it to the Shockmaster, and that still stands up there as one of the most god-awful moments I've ever seen on live TV.
Except this guy became world champion. He beat Waller. It's worth your time.
Ow.
So Fred Altman's one of the nicest guys, and I feel so bad for him that happened the way it did, because he's such a sweetheart.
yeah. there's a rare moment that you can find, like if you watch the Legends Roundtable or whatever, where they're talking about the Shockmaster, they also include the Gooker in there, and there was a moment with Fred as Tugboat dancing with the Gobbledygooker, and yeah, it's two of wrestling's greatest moments. Square
Wrestle Crap might have had a fit, man. Wrestle Crap had
a
fit.
Yeah, I know.
It's
great. Great.
I had a question. I think this is a very good question, because I think this would really sell. Are you thinking about putting some of your best work into a book form and selling it? Because I think it would do very well.
I agree. There's a lot of rights issues to be worked out with that. And
right.
When that is worked out, I think a lot of people make some money on that.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I would sign up in a heartbeat. That would be one of those, you know, coffee table art books. I'd have it in my living room. People could just flip through it, just look at the history of professional wrestling right there.
there's a lot of people that agree with you on that, and hopefully sooner than later we can make something happen.
Very cool.
So I'm just going to come out here and I'm going to ask this, since we're talking about the Dragon Master, I got to remember that name, and the Shock Master. Has there ever been one where you've kind of just thinking about it and something's come up in your mind and you thought, no, I cannot do that? Because there have been, you got the Shock Master, you've had the Gobbledygooker, we just brought him up, the Ding Dongs. God, what else has there been? Kevin Nash is Oz. There have been so many classic bad moments. Has any time everybody's working on an idea, you come up with one and you think about it for a second and realize, no, I can't do it? Has something come up like that?
Not for those reasons. Like the ridiculous stuff I embrace because, you know, you should.
It'll sell.
Like, oh, hell, like my Shockmaster painting was my fastest selling thing I've ever done. I sold that within half an hour of putting it up online. It was actually bought by the Maestro.
That does not surprise me.
He's a giant Shockmaster fan. That was fun. There's a couple things I won't do. Like, you know, Chris Benoit is just not going to happen for all the obvious reasons.
Right.
Yeah. There, you know, a couple other things that would be disrespectful that I just won't do. But otherwise, no, everything's fair game.
Are we going to see David Arquette as the world champion? Just, yeah.
Dude, it's hanging in his living room.
That's amazing. Yeah, so many people get David. Somebody can get David heat because of that, you know. And they did the Legends Roundtable, and JR is ripping into Arquette. DDP is defending him, and I'm like, at the end of the day, you know, I think he gave either all of his money or most of his money to like the widows of Pillman and
all
Owen
of
Hart.
It.
All of it. I'm like, how can you hate on that guy?
The night that he won the championship, he beat for the whole tab at the bar for all the boys. And think about how many guys were on the roster for WCW around that time. Like, he picked up the tab. No, he was very classy about
Flair,
that stuff. And,
I guarantee you, yeah. Flair told us right before. He said, you know, when you're the world champion, you pick up everybody's drinks.
Yeah, it was Flair that told him that. And the promos and the coverage that they got from that, they couldn't have paid for. They got Kevin Costner to do a promo for him. You can't pay for that. You couldn't. Like, if Vince went to him and said, hey, can you talk about how much you like wrestling? He wouldn't even take the call, you know?
Right.
It's one of those things like, yeah, it gets crapped on a lot, but hell, if I were in control of the book, I would have done the same thing.
Well, yeah, and they got Courtney Cox involved, and she was on Friends at the time, and then you got the, and they tied in that, you know, they were both doing Scream. So, I mean, yeah, people.
And people try to say that's
about
what killed WCW. Apparently, those people weren't watching the show.
Right.
WCW was built a long time before that.
Well, that was during, they had a real good, I don't know what the word is. You know, they were doing real good, then they started to slump, and then some kind of new blood Millionaires Club, when it first started, I always talk about they did 6 months worth of angles, and that one night on Nitro, the one night that Bischoff and Russo came back, and it just angle after angle. And it was great television, but it was like 6 months worth of stuff in one night. But that was during that, when they first started that angle, when Arquette saw me. At the time, they seemed to have a good thing going with the new guys against the older guys. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man, that is awesome. Michael, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I did want to bring up a point.
Go ahead.
Just to do with someone. But you did mention Chris Benoit. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, yes, we do know the events that led up, you know, the last few days. But in my opinion, his work in the ring, I still think, should be remembered. And you are doing a champion's club. He was a champion. And my opinion is, that he should be recognized. I understand you're being, believe me, I full. I have three children. I couldn't imagine somebody doing something like that. I know I could never do anything like that. But as a wrestler, I think he should be remembered. So, I mean, is there somewhere down like you might be able to work some, maybe do with a some type of disclaimer thing or something? Because I honestly think he should be remembered.
At first, my intention was to do it. And any money that I would have made off it, I would have donated to, like, concussion research. But since then, I've become friendly or, you know, straight up friends with a whole lot of both, you know, wrestlers and people that knew him and Nancy. And I think that it would be disrespectful, especially to Nancy's memory, to memorialize him. Also, when I do a painting, I put, like, without saying all artsy, like, I put my whole soul into every piece I do. And I know it's crazy to hear, you know, that I put my whole soul into a portrait of Tatanka, but I did. And it would be the same with Benoit. And I had two brothers take their own lives. I had a couple friends in high school that murdered someone. I can never think about those four people that were so close to me without also thinking about what they did at the end. And it's the same thing with Benoit. Like, yes, he was my favorite wrestler, but then he did what he did, whether he was in control of his own actions or not. It's still something that will always be part of the story. And just, it's not something that I want to do, bluntly.
I understand that completely, and I have this. I don't have this argument with people, but here's what I think. I like you, Rob, like you, Michael. I was a huge fan of his, and you know, I was in the business when it happened, and it had such. Not only did it affect WWE, it affected everybody. It affected, you know, I was going to run a show in 2007. Well, the people building called me and said, "Man, there is so much heat on wrestling right now." It was a community center. They're like, it's not you. We just don't want to be involved in wrestling right now. It took a year before people started.
It almost killed the whole business.
It did. So, yeah. I mean, you know, and I look back on it now, and I'm a father like you, Michael. And, I mean, in today's age, yeah, okay, maybe he was controlled, maybe not, and maybe you can put a match on his on the network. But you know how many kids can just jump on their phones and Wikipedia Chris Benoit, and all they're going to read about is what happened at the end? Because, I mean, they could scan through his title history. They could scan through all of his five-star matches. Nothing changes that weekend in June. Nothing. So it's a slippery slope. I see both sides of the argument, but as a father, when my kids get old enough to understand it, maybe I'll set them down and explain it to them, because I think they should know it for a lot of reasons, especially if they want to get into the wrestling business. But yeah, I understand that completely. It's a terrible, terrible end to a wonderful career. And unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. But no matter how many great matches he had, no matter how many great moments, nothing will change that weekend in June. So.
And, you know, I've had people bring up to me, like, well, are you going to paint Burn Kanye, you know, with what happened in the nursing home?
Right.
And I just think that's apples and oranges. One, Burn was not intending to kill that guy. He, you know, was suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's and did a wrestling move on the guy. And because the other guy was, you know, so elderly, he died from it. And that was a tragic thing, but that was an accident.
Right.
So to me, they're very.
He would have done it to Vince. He got a hold of him in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. He tried to pay the
He would have done it to Hogan. Yeah, he would have done it to Hogan. That's hilarious. All right, Rob. Well, hey, man, obviously you've got stuff to plug, so I'll give you the floor. We'll move on to our next segment, but you got the floor. Plug whatever you want.
Okay, well, primarily right now what I'm focusing on is the auction piece that I'm doing with WWE. That's auction.wwe.com, and they gave me my own section on there. In the sidebar, you'll see it's art, but that's all my stuff. And what we're doing right now are original paintings that are matted, so they're frame ready, and the mats are signed by the superstars themselves. The ones that we've got up there right now are of Ryback, Biggie Langston, and Randy Orton. There will be new things going up every Tuesday, and they're up for bidding for a week. Also, at WWE Shop, you can get packages of JR's Barbecue. I highly recommend the Main Event Mustard. It's the best mustard in the world. Not just saying that because he's my friend. The stuff is awesome. But with that, you'll get a print of my painting of him signed by Jim with a message written on the back of each card. It's a really unique item and one that people shouldn't be passing up on. And from what my guy at WWE is telling me, people are not passing up on it. It's a great deal. Also, at robschamberger.com, I have the best last name for radio. It's robschamberger.com. You can see the work that I've done. I've got a gallery with a good chunk of the paintings I've done up there. You can see the Champions Collection, both the ones I have done, and it's listed out for the ones that I will be doing. And also, I've got my store up there. You can get original paintings directly from me of a lot of wrestlers throughout history, as well as I've got prints up of those guys as well. And majority of the prints that are up there are limited edition, runs of either 25 or 50. So not only are you getting something cool for your wall, but you're making an investment both in your own future and in mine. That's about it right now. I've got a couple appearances coming up, doing Planet Comic Con here in Kansas City next month. I will be in New Orleans in April. Stay tuned why. And going to be doing Cauliflower Alley, of course, and the National Wrestling Hall of Fame inductions in July. And that's keeping me busy.
All right, Michael, did you have something you wanted to say before we let Rob go?
I did have one other thing I wanted to throw in real quick, because we were talking about, the Andy Kaufman, Tony Clifton, something like that. We did mention commissions. If someone wanted to get a commission, like say I wanted one, how would they go about getting a commission from you? Because personally, I would like to see you try to do a portrait of Andy and Jerry in the ring with Andy doing the windmill punch. That is one of the greatest poses I've ever seen, is the arms flailing and everything.
Unfortunately, I'm not taking any commissions right now because of the workload that I have. It's a bummer. There's more interest in my work than ever right now, but it would be unfair because, it could be almost a year before you would see your painting. So right now I don't have commission open. But stay, keep an eye out. Occasionally I'll take a few.
Okay.
Well, awesome, Rob. Fans, if you want to see, if you're members of the IHWE Facebook page, go to photos. There's a whole gallery there of the art that was donated to the IHWE Texas Wrestling Hall of Fame by Rob. And I'm just posting the link to his website on the Facebook page. So if you want to go there, check it out. But from a personal standpoint, Rob, for you to donate your time, which I know you don't have much of, to do work for us, I really appreciate it. And I know just in talking with the people who have seen it, the Hall of Famers and the families of the departed ones, you have really, really made this event much more special. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you again, sir.
And, yeah, sorry that we didn't talk about it earlier. Thank you so much for reaching out to me and putting up with me. And doing these. I really enjoyed them. And, yeah, seeing the early reactions like that, and our mutual friend Fred Urban called me up as soon as you posted the picture of Dusty Wolf to tell me how much it meant to him and how much he liked it. Yeah, it's neat. It's neat being able to do that kind of thing. You know, doing good stuff and putting smiles on faces is really neat. And, you know, one other quick thing, you know, like occasionally I do charitable stuff too. Like last year I raised about $10,000 for various causes. And I'm so appreciative to everyone in the wrestling community that has embraced my work the way they have, because it allows me to do that. Like I, you know, personally adopted a kid, a Make-A-Wish kid's wish, and funded it. That was awesome. It was an amazing thing. And you know, there was a wrestler that was in a car wreck late last year that was able to work with Harley Race and did some signed prints, and was able to raise almost $3,000 for that guy to help out with his medical bills, because he, his wife, and their newborn baby were in the car, you know, was able to raise money for them in a meaningful way. And then also, yeah, you know, raised, you know, some good money for like the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and for Cauliflower Alley. And I want to do more like that. And people that are showing so much support to my work, it allows me to do that. And that's awesome.
Well, that is just amazing. That is just great. My admiration and respect for you has grown. I didn't think that was possible. Well, man, we're going to have you back on, Rob. Anytime you want to come back on, if you got something you want to plug or just jump on here, just email me or Michael. We'll get you on. You're a welcome guest. Open door anytime you want on here, man. We're going to have Kevin Von Erich on here next week. Any time, man, you want to get on here, or if you want something plugged, just shoot me an email or Michael, we'll get it on here. But again, for doing the Hall of Fame stuff and for everything to bring awareness to the good side of this business. So many people look at the bad side of everything nowadays. What Rob is doing is just wonderful. The charity, the goodwill and the awareness he's doing for our business to take it and put it in the form that he does is absolutely amazing. Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you on again, and thank you again, sir.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Have a good one, Rob. Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with more IHWE Radio.
For the first time ever, the Mid-South Legends Fan Fest will take place Friday, April 4th in Shelby, Louisiana at the Seegers. Don't miss Jay with the founder of Mid-South Wrestling, Cowboy Bill Watts. With Jim Cornette. A Cajun Dinner with the Stars. Photo ops with legends like Midnight Express, Mr. Wrestling 2, Mr. Olympia, Kamala, and more. Call, but there's more. In the evening, the Battle Lines Live Wrestling event will feature a JYD Memorial Cup Battle Royale honoring the late Junkyard Dog, plus the Rock and Roll Express, Bill Dundee, Tommy Dreamer, the Pope, Elijah Burr, the Masterpiece, Chris Adonis, will all be in action. Plus, Herb Journey returns to manage the Empire in a six-man tag team match. And Mickey James will take on Angelina Love in the Squared Circle. Make your plans now to attend this once-in-a-lifetime event Friday, April 4th at the Seeger Center in Shelby. For more, you should go to MidSouthLegends.com. Be a part of Mid-South history today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mid-South Fan Fest is coming to you on April 4th. It's going to be in Louisiana. It's going to be real close to New Orleans where the big festivities are taking place. It's going to be a major, major super card. You just heard some of the legends that are going to be there. In addition, there's going to be a Battle Line super card that night with superstars from TCW, Traditional Championship Wrestling, New Japan Pro Wrestling, House of Hardcore, Elite Championship Wrestling, IHWE, and so much more. That is going to be one hell of a show, and tickets are available at MidSouthLegends.com. They have an awesome VIP thing going on right now, so don't you dare miss it. And next week, right here, 2 hours live with 2015 Texas Wrestling Hall of Fame inductee Kevin Von Erich. That will be spectacular. Thank you, Rob Schamberger, again for coming on. What an interview. What a guy. Man, well, Michael, we earlier on Facebook, folks, Michael McCurdy started showing off his comedic skills. And Michael, you know, I was going to tell you, I really want to tell you to stop what you're doing and go be a comedian, but I would hate for you and your family to starve. So just keep doing what you're doing, brother. Don't be a jokester. So
don't quit.
That's what you call hashtag burn. So, well, we've got a few minutes before our next guest. So, is there anything on your mind?
We have a next guest.
Well, didn't you say somebody? You know, we're on the air, so we're going to do this. You said somebody was calling in at 9 o'clock. This is what I had to put up with, folks.
let's see. What was the term you used earlier? Director, host, director. I'm the host. You're the director.
I'm doing all of it tonight, apparently.
Let's go to the interview. We couldn't get on.
I don't know what the deal was. But we're here, and we got Rob on, and that was the main thing. Sweet, we got Kevin Von Erich.
That is going to be the interview.
Yeah, I can't wait. Rob Schamberger this week just donated some work for the IWE Texas Wrestling Hall of Fame, which is awesome. I posted it, and it's gotten a lot of reviews. I can't wait to present that to the inductees and the inductees' families on March 15th. Me and Mick Foley were chatting on Twitter last night about his former tag team partner, Gorgeous Gary Young, going to the Hall of Fame. So that was pretty cool. February 26th, we're going to have an interesting show. We're actually going to be re-airing an interview I did with 2011 Hall of Famer General Skandar Akbar. I did an interview with him in 2008, and we're going to be re-airing it. We were actually able to pull the audio off the old show and put it on here. It's ready to go, actually. But we're going to air it on February 26th. Also, Michael is going to be he's participating in a wrestling show in his neck of the woods. We're going to be talking about that. And Fred Urban from Old School Wrestling Incorporated out of Midland, Texas, who Rob was just speaking of, he's going to be calling in to talk about a big show he's got coming up the first weekend of March that I believe Chavo Guerrero and Mickey James will be a part of. And we'll be talking about the WWE Network that will begin the Monday before. So that'll be an interesting week, Michael.
Oh, most definitely. As you said, Fred Urban, I believe that was the name to be on. I will be joined by my fellow promoter for the show we're doing March 22nd. Joe Souza will be joining me. And I also have a couple call-in guests that are going to be joining us to help promote that show. I think the fans listening that night are going to be a little interested. And also just for a little local point in time, for one night only and be more if the show goes well, IWE Radio will be linked locally here in Northern California where I'm at. So we're going to be going through a local internet radio page here in the area. So I'll be getting a local audience. So, you know, I'll be making sure that, you know, I'm on my A game. So you just sit back, be quiet, let me run the show that day. I got to make myself look good.
So wait a minute. Hold on. You have a game? And so, where is it? What? Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls.
All right, you caught me. It's more like maybe a DEF game, but, you know, I try. Last week, I tried to run the show on my own for a few minutes. Had a couple technical difficulties, but, hey, I kept with it. I picked it up. We had great interviews last week. If anybody missed it, they can go back into the archives, download the show. We had Bruce Hart and Bill Anderson on last week. Great interviews. So far, we've had some great interviews.
Really good interviews. They were really good.
And we got more coming up.
Yeah.
We got Gary Young coming up in March. Dan Murphy from Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Mick Karch will be on in the next few weeks. Matt Riviera. I have not had the chance to meet Matt Riviera. I've seen him the last 2-3 years at Cauliflower Alley Club. Have not had the chance to go up to meet him. Unfortunately,
Well,
Matt is on the week that I'm going to be taking off because I have to go do the anniversary thing with the wife, so I will be out of town the week that,
that was
Riviera
the reason
is on.
That was the reason he agreed to come on. So,
okay, I understand. Matt and I just never meet. We're never gonna cross paths. We're just gonna kind of go parallel. We're never gonna cross.
You keep posting what you do on Facebook, and you're gonna have a surprise in Las Vegas during the Cauliflower Alley Club. And oh, by the way, while we're on that subject, I want to thank Morgan. Morgan posted a story yesterday, and our really cool Hall of Fame poster that was done by Iron Skull Productions, who stayed up all night doing that, they put the poster up, and they talked about the ceremony coming up. Cauliflower Alley Club doesn't have to do that. They do it because they really like what we're doing down here. It's very awesome to be a part of such an awesome fraternity and club. So, Morgan, listening, man, please hunker down, you and your family, hunker down and get through this winter storm. But thank you so much for posting that on the Cauliflower Hour website. It is a huge endorsement, and it is spectacular to be a part of. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. We'll be right back with hopefully our next guest if Michael hasn't chased him away. We'll be right back.
Sunday, June 8th, live at the Sendera Center at 3600 Bembrook Highway in Fort Worth, Texas, 76116. A three-hour spectacular featuring the superstars of IHWE Pro Wrestling. Tickets go on sale Friday night, March 14th, via IHWE social media. You'll see reality television superstar Matt Riviera, The Beast, Franco D'Angelo, main event Mike Fox, Black Heart Seth Shai, Tim Storm, Spoiler 2000, plus IHWE Hall of Famer Black Bart. The event will be hosted by radio personality Sarah Morgan from the Lex and Terry Show. Be sure to go to facebook.com/IHWE Pro Wrestling for more information. Tickets go on sale Friday night, March 14th in Fort Worth, Texas for the IHW Experience.
All right, Michael, go ahead. Get it up.
What do you mean, get it out there, brother? We got to talk about the ICW Experience. Oh, yeah. Get your tickets now. Yeah.
What was that?
That was you?
That was my best radio promoter voice. You know, I try to sound bigger than I am, so that way people think, oh, it's this big, powerful guy, and they meet me, and they're like, that wasn't you.
Oh,
so,
okay. You're trying to sound bigger than 4 feet tall. Got it. Okay.
I'm 5 feet tall. 5'5".
Seeing pictures, man. I think your wife's taller.
My wife is taller than me, but it's all right. It's all right. I don't hold. I don't hold that against her. So, you know, I think we're waiting on one other person. So hopefully they'll call in here very shortly. So. Yeah.
We're waiting on to see if Michael Elliott will be able to call in. There's about 3 days left to pledge a donation to the Rock and Roll Never Dies Kickstarter campaign. Hoping he'll be coming on here in the next few minutes to kind of talk about that, maybe build up some interest and try to get him through. I believe he's about 55%, maybe 60% funded. So he's got a little ways to go in the next 3 days. So we're hoping to get him on here in a few minutes, allow him to kind of have a chance to, you know, build up some money. Or maybe you could. You know, maybe you could kind of, you know, all right, everybody, Kickstarter campaign, Rock and Roll Never Dies, yeah! Do your best radio voice. Maybe you can help build up some money. Yeah? No?
Well, you just did it. So what is there left for me to do? You just stole my shine, kid.
I got a bald head, man. I steal everybody's shine, man. This dome just blew.
That's good. That's your only joke that I pop for. Well, while we've got a few minutes, of course, Rock and Roll Never Dies is on Kickstarter. You can find that on Kickstarter if you just type Rock and Roll or Rock and Roll Wrestling or Rock and Roll Forever, one of those. Type that in, you can find it. You can also find it by going on the IHWE Facebook page. It's on there. Also, 2 weeks ago we had James Beard, who's a Hall of Famer, on here. He's got a book out. It's www.jamesbeardbook.com. It is selling very well right now. And we're going to have James back on here in a few weeks to talk more about his book, what he's done in the business, and all that good stuff. Go ahead.
I've actually had a chance to read some of James's book here in the last week or so. It's very good. He's definitely got some stories in there that I think a lot of people would be interested in reading. A couple things I didn't know. He talks about the Freebirds. He talks about Steve Austin, John Bradshaw Layfield, who back then would have been, I believe, John Hawk was when he started in Global.
Yes.
Von Erich stories. He talks about Skandar Akbar, Gary Hart. And he also mentions being in this little Hall of Fame thing in Texas. This little guy does it. He said that was an honor. It's about like a sentence. I mean, he talks like pages about Stone Cold, and then there's a little sentence about the Hall of Fame thing. So he seems to be kind of proud of that, so that's cool. But, I mean, you know, it's a great book. You know, go out, pick it up. You know, I think you'll enjoy it. You know, you can buy it on Amazon. It's also available in Kindle edition. I know you have a Kindle. You have that thing. But I prefer the printed page. But, you know, it's available. It's a good book, good read. I just recently found out that Maniac Mark Lewin has a book out as well that I just ordered. I'm looking forward to getting that, too. So that would be available at maniacmarklewin.com. Multiple Personalities of Mark Lewin, I believe, is the title of that book.
All right. Well, Mark Lewin, who had a big run down here in the DFW area. Also, like I said, jamesbeardbook.com. We'll have him back on here in a few weeks to talk about that. And I will be speaking with Eric Embry in the next few days to get him on here. And I had something else that I forgot because Michael made me forget. But anyway, we're waiting on Michael Elliott, Rock and Roll Express, Rock and Roll Forever. Michael has a book coming out as well. Michael, even though I don't know if your research abilities are as on par as your hosting abilities, we might be in big trouble. But
my research abilities are far better than my hosting abilities.
Thank God. We'd have a one-page encyclopedia if not. So go ahead and tell the...
How does my research assistant?
Oh, well, then, well, see, there you go. See?
I wouldn't have got this. I wouldn't have got my A-game right there.
All right. Well, Encyclopedia WCCW will hopefully be out in the summer. Am I correct?
Yes. We are on par, well, on schedule, on par. I'm not a good. We are on schedule right now to have the book released in August to actually tie in with the 25th anniversary of the end of world, or what people consider the end of World Last, which would have been the cage match between the man you just mentioned a few minutes, Eric Embry, and P.Y. Chai for control of the company. Eric Embry represented USWA, P.Y. Chai represented World Class, and we all know how that went along, so tying into that anniversary. So hopefully if Eric Embry ever is a guest on our show, I'll have a chance to be able to talk to him about that, get his opinions on everything that went down during that point in time. That is if I'm still the host. Am I still doing good?
Yes, you're still doing good. Just don't sass me. We'll be right back with our guest, Michael Elliott. He's going to talk about Rock and Roll Express Forever, and we'll be right back.
The legends of Mid-South are back. The Mid-South Legends Fan Fest takes place Friday, April 4th in Chalmette, Louisiana at Seeger Center. Cowboy Bill Watts, Jim Cornette, and the Midnight Express, Mr. Wrestling 2, the Rock and Roll Express, and many more are slated for this once-in-a-lifetime event. You'll also see live wrestling featuring the JYD Memorial Cup, Mickey James versus Angelina Love, and a host of others. Get your tickets now. For more info, go to MidSouthLegends.com.
All right, MidSouthLegends.com is coming to New Orleans, Charlotte, Louisiana, April 4th, part of WrestleMania weekend. Don't you miss it. And, okay, we're going to try this again here, try to get Michael on. Okay, I think we're being joined by Michael Elliott, who is the creator behind Jim Crockett Promotions, the Good Old Days documentary. He's currently trying to raise funding for Rock and Roll Forever. Michael, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me back on, guys.
Oh, anytime, man.
Yeah, we're still doing the Kickstarter. We have about 3 days left, and we're only 51% away there. Things are still looking good. We're hoping that all your listeners can at least, you know, go to Kickstarter, look up Rock and Roll Express, and check out all the awesome perks like the Crockett Diaries and et cetera and things that you can get. And you talk about the commercial you guys just aired with the Mid-South Legends Fan Fest. I mean, Rock and Roll Express were huge for Watts and kind of set his territory on fire when it was down. So, yeah, guys, please go give us a look and check us out. Running out of time.
So we're at 51%. I actually had stated that it was 60%. Just to kind of give for those who may not know how to get to the Kickstarter camp or have the time right now at this point in time, what are just some of the amounts that you can pledge at this point in time?
With Kickstarter, you can pledge any amount that you'd like to. But we have, you know, a $10 level where you can get your name in the credits. You can do $20 and get an 8x10. And one of my previous documentaries, $30 will get you a thank you in the credits, an 8x10 of the Ricky and Robert. And we also get the 3-disc documentary once it's completed. And for $100, you can get all 5 Crockett Diaries plus the 3-disc documentary on the Rock and Roll Express and all the other things above that. But there's a lot of cool things if people want to go and just check it out. And if you don't know how to get there, just go to Kickstarter.com in the search. Look up Rock Express. It'll be the only thing there, and then that's how you can get to us. So hopefully people will go out there and check it out.
I'm definitely going to be pledging my I'm going to go for the 100 just to get the Crockett Diaries because I had the chance to watch Jim Crockett Promotions, The Good Old Days. The host for this evening keeps referring to it as The Good Old Boys, but it's actually The Good Old Days. You know, he did his research a little better. But anyway, that was an excellent film. I'm hoping this weekend to check out the Woo Mercy, the Jimmy Valiant story, and I also got the history and tradition of the NWA, which just goes to show that Rock and Roll Never Dies is not your first project. You have done a few of these before, and they are all excellent products. So hopefully some people will call in, you know, that are listening in right now. They're going to go to Kickstarter. They're going to fund some, pledge some money and get this funded. You're 51%. Do you see it hitting that 49% more you need in the next 3 days?
Well, no, I haven't given up all hope. Usually with Kickstarter, it's the last day, last 2 days, people will come around and start pledging. With the Crockett, we did the same thing with the Kickstarter with the Crockett, and we were $4,000 down on the last day, and we went above that. So I'm hoping it's a big late surge, and people are just kind of holding out and waiting, and we'll see. You know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It'll be put on the shelf, and it might not ever happen. So we'll just wait and see what happens on Sunday at 2:30.
All right, everybody. You're hearing the blood. We need to get this project. We need to get Rock and Roll Never Dies Me. Like I said, the man's done some excellent films so far. I, for one, want to see this Rock and Roll Express documentary. I have a lot of memories as a kid watching Rock and Roll Express versus the Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express versus Fantastic. I remember all those matches. You know, from what I understand, Ricky and Robert are actually still out there wrestling. They're still doing their thing in the ring. So let's get this movie going. Let's get this done.
Well, yeah, if you listened to the actual promo I played before I brought him on, you would have heard that the Rock and Roll Express is going to be a part of Mid-South Fan Fest. Talk about my research. Open up your ears a little bit, Mr. McCurdy. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this project rocking and rolling. Pardon the pun. Obviously, this man has put out some really good stuff, some really informative stuff, especially if you're a student of the game or a lifelong wrestling fan. This is the stuff you really want to get behind. Michael, are you going to be attending Mid-South Fan Fest weekend during WrestleMania weekend in New Orleans?
Well, since I'm not a rich guy, that really just depends on if we get the funding. If the funding comes through, I do plan on attending the Fan Fest in New Orleans and sitting down. I've already spoke with Bill Dundee and Bobby and Dennis, and actually Cornette's going to try to hook me up with Bill Watts if I'm able to get there. So if the fans are able to help us out and get us out there, we'll be there interviewing all those guys that day on that Friday at the Fan Fest. So hopefully I'll be there, but you know, we'll see you Sunday when after the deadline hits.
All
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you've heard it straight from the horse's mouth as opposed to the horse's other end over there in Cornea. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this rocking and rolling. Let's get this rocking and rolling. The Rock and Roll Forever is on Kickstarter right now. We're coming down to the wire. Let's get this going. Michael, thank you for joining us. Is your part of the country getting hit with that winter storm right now?
Yes, we are under about 6 inches of snow, and we're getting a lot of the ice right now. So we're everything's shut down. We're here in the south, here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and, you know, where everybody's inside drinking milk and making toast. I don't know what they do with all the milk and the bread around here, but that's what everybody's doing.
Well, thoughts out to you and your family. Everybody gets through this safely. And thank you for joining us. And, feel free to post this on all of our social media sites, Mike. And like I said, I'm gonna get a pledge in before those 3 days. I've got so much going on right now. In the next day or so, if you don't see anything from me, remind me on Facebook and I'll pledge. I just, with the kid here, you know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely get something in.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on.
Michael, thanks for a reminder also.
All right, man.
Thank you, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Michael Elliott, and hopefully everything comes together. I've seen the Rock and Roll Forever. I'm scanning through my posts underneath. I missed anything. I've seen Rock and Roll Forever. It's been posted on all the websites, Dave Meltzer, PW Sider, and whatnot. So, yeah, let's get it going, ladies and gentlemen. 3 days. Michael Elliott's a really good guy. He's been a guest on here before. And, Jim Crockett Promotion, the good old days. My apologies. I knew it was something good old. So I just couldn't remember. I still haven't seen the documentary. I don't have the time right now. But I'm hoping to sit down and watch it here real, real soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, next week, Kevin Bond Eric will join us. And I cannot stress enough how big it is. He is a 2015 IHWA Hall of Famer. He will be a guest on here next week talking about world-class championship wrestling, talking about the legacy that the Von Erich family has left. We'll be talking about so many different things. We will be taking live calls, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime we're taking live calls from anybody, we just ask you to be very respectful and be presentable. And remember, you're on the radio show. We ask you to just be, you know, don't be profane. Just come on here. We don't mind you asking questions. Just please treat the show with respect. Treat Kevin with respect. And treat us with respect while you're on here. And we don't mind y'all calling in and asking your questions. But at the same time, we just ask you to please be respectful of the show and our guest and Michael and myself calling in.
Yeah, let's just remember, people, inside this studio, we do have control. If there's any question that doesn't get out of line, the language gets out of line, or you come on here to attack Kevin or ask him something we just don't feel is a good question to be asking at this point in time, we do have you to hit the red X button. I haven't hit it on David yet. I've wanted to a couple times, but we do have the ability to that call. So, like you said, live radio, show some respect. Kevin Von Erich is going to be an amazing guest. He's taken some time out to talk with us, talk with the fans. I had the chance the other day to listen to an interview he did, and he took some callers in then. And there was one caller that came in that she was in tears by the time the call was over of her respect and love for the Von Erich family and all that. So definitely going to be a great interview. Kevin is definitely, you know, he's a great guy. But as David said, show him some respect. Or, you know, we will push the X, you will be gone.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, just remember, this is live radio. We do this show for goodwill and to promote awareness. And Kevin's coming on here. He doesn't have to come on here. He's coming on here because I believe, you know, I'm the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and this is a territory that his family helped build. So it'll be really special for us. I've done one interview with Kevin via our IHW Facebook page, and we talked just for a few minutes. I can't wait to get him on the air next week. And he's been very, very supportive of the Hall of Fame, which is awesome. February 26th, we will be replaying an interview I did in 2008 with the late, great General Skandar Akbar. Next month, we got Jameson coming on, who was in the World Wrestling Federation. He was an on-air character. And then we've got about 2 weeks' worth of shows that will be promoting the IHWE, Texas Wrestling Hall of Fame. The week before, which I believe is the 12th, yes, the week before, which is the March the 12th, we will have 2014 inductee Gorgeous Gary Young. He'll be on here with us. Then the week after, Michael won't be here. So for that reason alone, you should listen to him. Also, we will be joined by Matt Riviera. And I actually bought a digital voice recorder, and I will be doing interviews with some of the notables at the Hall of Fame ceremony, and we will be inserting them into the show. So I believe it's March 19th. Make sure you listen. Matt Riviera is going to be on here, and we're going to have interviews with some of the notable guests at the Hall of Fame. So that show is going to be a lot of fun, and then we'll be building up to WrestleMania, Mid-South Fan Fest, I believe. Matt Vieira and I are working on one of the special guests for Mid-South Fan Fest for Wednesday, April 2nd. We'll be pushing that weekend very, very hard. And then we'll be getting ready for the Cauliflower Alley Convention. We're going to have Morgan and Carl on there again to talk about that. And Michael will be going there, and he'll be taking – I believe he's also going to be investing in a voice recorder. And he'll be getting interviews with some of the notables at the Cauliflower Alley Convention. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. As you said, I already have the voice recorder. But, yes, we will be recording interviews at the Cauliflower Alley Reunion. Also, you and I are still kind of hammering out some of the details. Hopefully, I will be joining the show live from Cauliflower Alley Club Reunion in June. Wednesday night, June 4th will be the awards banquet that night. That's the main event of the whole weekend. That starts at 7 o'clock, well, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock my time. All these time zones get me confused. But before that, you know, we go on the air at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That gives me about an hour, so hopefully we'll have some guests on live from the Cauliflower Alley Club Reunion on June 4th.
June 4th is going to be a huge show, ladies and gentlemen, because not only will Michael will be live in Las Vegas during the 49th annual Cauliflower Alley Convention. That will be the week of the IHW Experience. That following day is the monstrous return of IHWE to Fort Worth, Texas after a two-year absence with a three-hour event. That is going to be just a huge week, ladies and gentlemen, so make sure to bookmark that date down. June 4th, Michael's going to be in Vegas, hobnobbing with some of the big stars of professional wrestling, and we're going to be down here, and Matt Riviera. And also, I just heard Prince Al-Farad, who is a IHW Hall of Famer, will be attending the CAC, and we'll be down here getting ready for the IHW Experience. So that'll be a big show. Oh, I can't wait! What a great idea! So, well, we got about 10 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
All right. I was about to say, and of course, you know, along with just being at the Cauliflower Alley Club Reunion, hobnobbing with the superstars, as you call them, I will be representing IHWE, and I think Matt and I have some sort of announcement to make that weekend. But, well, if Matt and I can cross paths, as I said, I have not met the man. We continue to just kind of run parallel lines. So, David, work some magic. Make sure Matt and I actually get to meet face-to-face. We are representing IHWE that weekend. Let's make it look good.
No problem. I will have a conversation with Matt when he comes in the weekend of the Hall of Fame. We're going to March 14th, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Friday, March 14th, Matt and I are going to be at the Fox and the Hound the night before Hall of Fame. I believe some of the notables are going to be joining us. We're going to be at Fox and the Hound just kind of hanging out. We're going to be selling IHWE Experience tickets. If you want to come meet Rat, who is a reality television superstar, he's a superstar of TCW, which airs every week on the Pursuit Channel, and in over 100 different markets all over the country. You can meet Matt. I'll be there, and several other IWE superstars and possible Hall of Famers, depending on who's coming in early, will be there as well. And I want to say this. I got some news this past week that really hit me. Matt Bourne, who was a dear friend of mine, we're going to be honoring him at the Hall of Fame, and his family is going to be flying down halfway across the country just to be here for this, and it's really gratifying. It's just it's a huge honor when a family flies that far to be here to witness their relative honored. It is an unbelievable feeling. I am in awe, and it's just amazing. Well, I want to, and you know what? This week has just been crazy in a good way. I have received so many Facebook messages, tweets, direct messages on Twitter, comments, so many positive words about IHWE, the Hall of Fame, all the goodwill. I am overwhelmed. So many cool just things being said, and I can't express enough gratitude to everybody. This started out with me being 16 years old, just living my dream, and this has become something that I could have never fathomed it turning into what it has. So I am just, wow, I cannot thank everybody enough for just from the Cauliflower Alley Club to Rob to Michael to my Hall of Famers to everybody involved with the organization, all the way down to my family, my awesome wife, my kids. Everybody has just been just so supportive, and in any profession, when you're successful, you get scrutinized, and that's okay. When you have, you know, I've always said this, as long as I have the support and the respect of the people that matter, it doesn't matter what anybody else says, because there's always going to be somebody that is either jealous or envious or just, you know, looking down saying, oh, well, he's doing this, this, and this, and I'm not doing anything. So, you know, but at the end of the day, as long as you love what you're doing and you're making people smile, that's all that matters. So, again, for everybody who's just said a nice word this week, I just want to thank them, either Facebook, Twitter, direct messages, text, talking to me verbally on the phone, face-to-face. There's so many nice things. So I thank everybody, and wow, it's going to be a great year for everybody involved. And Morgan just IM me on Facebook. Matt Riviera is also a past honoree of the Cauliflower Alley Convention, and we need to be known of that because the Cauliflower Alley Club is a big deal, and it is a long-standing tradition in professional wrestling. So, yes, Matt, the TCW superstar, IHWE superstar, reality television superstar, and honoree of the Cauliflower Alley Club will be representing the company in June in Las Vegas.
And me.
And Michael. Yes. Yes, you are. I was just saying that because Morgan just Facebooked me and said that, so that's why I was clarifying about Matt.
It's all right, man. I see you. But while we have a second here, you were talking about all the nice things that have been said about you. Granted, tonight's show and on Facebook and all that, I do tend to kind of, you know, jab at you a little bit. It's fun. But I just want to let you know, man, it's been said many times that if we forget the history of this sport, if we don't pass on the history of this sport, that it will die eventually. There won't be anybody to carry it on anymore. And you are definitely doing your part with the Hall of Fame and everything you're doing to keep that history alive. Between what you're doing and with my work with the encyclopedia, Texas wrestling is going to live on for many generations. Our kids, you know, your son, my kids, they're going to know about Texas wrestling, you know, 20, 30 years from now, based on things like what you're doing. And I just want to say that, man, you should be proud of everything you've done. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to have a live microphone once a week, because when you first asked me about hosting this show, I told you that I got a voice for the, you know, written word. I don't talk. But it's definitely been a fun experience. I'm looking forward to all the weeks we got coming up, all the great guests. And hopefully, you know, this show will continue on maybe 3-4 years from now. You know, we're still going to be sitting here on Wednesday nights, you know, jacking our jaws and talking to the guests. And, you know, maybe by then you'll finally know how to run the show correctly. And, you know, we'll get you your big boy chair so you'll look important. And maybe everything will be good.
Well, hopefully by then I do learn how to run the show correctly and I get a good host.
Oh, ow. Okay, yeah, all right. I'm trying.
All right, well, we're coming down to the wire here. We're having so much fun. We're coming down to the wire. So, again, next week, Kevin Von Erich, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here. You can find us on iTunes, a part of the BWF Radio family. If you go on iTunes and search either BWF Radio or IHWE Radio, you'll find us on there. We're doing very well over there. A lot of iTunes downloads. Our downloads on Blog Talk Radio are astounding. We had 100 downloads just in last week's show. We're up to about 500 between all of our shows, which is spectacular. That's great. It's nice to know people are listening, whether they listen before or after. So that's fantastic. Anyway, you can find me at HXC Fuller on Twitter, or you can do facebook.com/IHWE Pro Wrestling. And we're also on YouTube at youtube.com/IHWE2009. Your stuff.
You can find me on Twitter at EncycloWCCW. You can also find Encyclopedia WCW on Facebook at facebook.com/Encyclopedia World Class. I'm not on Instagram. I am on YouTube, but only when I'm watching. Well, we're not going to talk about that. Don't do the YouTube. I watch YouTube. I'm not on YouTube. But also, and if you want to call in next week, talk to Kevin Von Erich, you can also email your questions to us at ihweradio@gmail.com, and we'll make sure to get the best of the best questions, or if we only get two, well, then we'll put two questions on. But, you know, through the email, through the call-in, let's get a lot of people in, lots of questions for Kevin next week. It's going to be a great show. David and I will behave, maybe. But I think it's going to be a fun one. David, since you take over as the host due to some technical errors on this end, I'll let you close.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember robshamberger.com for the great wrestling art that he does. He's a fantastic human being. Just donated some work to the IHWE Hall of Fame. Just a grade-A gentleman in my book. Next week, Kevin Von Erich. Remember, you can go to Kickstarter and look up Rock and Roll Wrestling for the Rock and Roll Forever. There's 3 days left. Let's get this thing going. www.jamesbeardbook.com. Go to Amazon and look up James Beard Wrestling. His book's doing very well. Let's get it going again. Next week, right here, 2015 IHWE Texas Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame inductee Kevin Von Erich will be right here live. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been our pleasure to bring you this show tonight. Thank you so much for joining us from wherever you are around the world. The people in the Carolinas, hunker down through this. Come out safe. We will see you next week right here on IHWE Radio.